Point Math Podcast, episode 55.
My name is Trevor.
Jesse.
Take number 56.
Take number at least 56. We had a wonderful movie night last night. We watched the last 3 days of those, or the next 3 days.
The next 3 days.
With Fattyator Russell Crowe.
We got in a big debate, or not a big debate. Which gladiator, which Fattyator do you prefer?
I kind of like the chubby Russell Crowe.
Do you wish that you had chubby Russell Crowe playing Gladiator?
Yes. I don't know if it would be that realistic, but it would be, I think, a little more entertaining.
To me, he looks more powerful. He's bulkier. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't think he's lost mass. Like, why don't you see fat gladiators? Just, no?
You got to be quick when you're a gladiator.
No, he was definitely slow. I liked in that movie how they literally, they tried to fool us because they did nothing but headshots to the guy the whole time. Mm-hmm. But there was one scene where, like, they showed him, like, a side profile outside of his car. Like, that, it's a fat man.
He's very large right now. I'm wondering what happened, you know? How do you go from gladiator to Fattyator?
Well, we know it's called food you put in your body. I'm saying that, like, when people are at their best, I think Jim Morrison was his best when he was fat and bearded, mm-hmm. and a raspy voice. Elvis clearly was better when he's fat and on Quaaludes.
And had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, just sweating, mm-hmm. throwing his towels at the crowd for young women. The trouble with a lot of these people is they still loved Elvis when he was a giant man. Like, there's nothing that guy could do mm-hmm. wrong to where women didn't love him.
Right.
When am I going to get to that point?
You're on your way.
I'm on my way. Am I?
You're on your way. Right. I don't know. I'd say 42.
42?
42.
42 stone?
42 years old.
Okay. That's when I can start bulking up.
Yeah. That's when you're going to hit your prime.
All right. Do you have any stories for us? On this podcast, normally, I don't know if I need to explain this, we tell people stories, and then we talk about
stories from the news, right?
From the news.
Like, we go on the interweb, find these articles.
Are you healthy right now? I feel like you're hallucinating right in front of me. this fever that's overtaken you.
I just went cross-eyed a little bit. Things got fuzzy. I'm a little sick today.
My podcast partner, he looks great, but he's sweating, and I think he's hallucinating right now. And we've done 56 takes, and he doesn't remember anything from it. It's completely new to him. Yeah. I showed him the show notes. I go, here's what Joint and Hash podcast did. We're going to repeat it. Like, here's your lines. He's flubbing his lines like he's Charlie Sheen on cocaine.
Do you want to talk about Charlie Sheen? I've got something about that guy.
Let's get into it.
He's looking for an intern. I think this would be great for you. Charlie Sheen is looking for a winning intern with Tiger Blood. He says, do you have Tiger Blood? Are you winning? Can you plan better than anyone else? If so, we want you on Team Sheen as our social media Tiger Blood intern. This unique internship opportunity will allow a hardworking, self-motivated, creative, resourceful, and social media savvy individual to work closely with Charlie Sheen and leveraging his social network.
That's a real position that he's hiring for.
It's an 8-week full-time position. It's paid. It starts in the summer of 2011.
I would love that job. I would be awful at that job. It'd be organized. I don't have Tiger Blood. Is that a real thing?
It sounds like it's something you can develop.
You can. I'm winning. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's doing it right. Why does he need this person?
I don't know.
He's hit every radio circuit, every TV show, everywhere. The guy's been on it. Like, that's all he does.
Yeah.
I don't know if he needs somebody. I love that. I love everything about that. If I could be part of his winning team, I would love that. But
I don't think he needs it either.
Unnecessary.
He's on it. He's on top. He's winning. It was the other day he was out there with a machete and waving around a machete.
He was on top of a rooftop with a machete and Tiger Blood, mm-hmm. doing it.
It we talked a little bit about him last night and how we agree with a lot of what he's trying to say. Like, but the way he's coming about it is going to make people think that he's just an absolute maniac, right?
You're telling people on air that we completely agree with Charlie Sheen.
I love
that. That makes us sound crazy.
I love the Charlie Sheen.
No, but everybody does because he's on it. He's right.
Yeah.
He's winning. Here's the problem with Charlie Sheen. Everything he's saying is right. He's winning. He has the most Twitter followers in one day period. He had like a million Twitter followers.
Mm-hmm.
He's got endorsement deals lined up. Like, he's selling Tiger Blood. That's a thing that he's selling, is an energy packet of Tiger Blood. Like, he's in the works with a show with Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dude's winning. Celebrity Rehab, Dr. Drew, the guy that I spent my whole life looking up to, him and Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
That guy's patient, Mike Starr, just died a couple days ago. Which side am I supposed to be on? Charlie Sheen's side? The winning side?
Mm-hmm.
Or like a proven false program that barely works 5% of the time?
You defecting from Dr. Drew?
I might be.
It's a tough situation for you to be in.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is this thing called? Sober Lodge?
I think it's
Sober Valley Lodge?
Yeah. Yeah. You in?
I want to find out. Give me an application for that thing.
Okay.
I'm sure millions of people are filling that thing out right now, but I'm just saying I got to at least throw it out there.
That's a great summer job.
That'd be a great summer job. Imagine doing our podcast from Sober Valley Lodge.
8 weeks of chaos at Sober Valley Lodge.
Yeah, just, I would replace you with the goddesses. Like, it'd be a great show. People would love that.
It would be fantastic.
You and I, we do a thing on the show. It's called Loving More Correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the listeners that may have not heard past episodes, love languages, it's a website you got to go on. You got to find out what your love language is. See, I don't like touch. I don't like when people touch me. I only like when people give me gifts. What other languages are there? There's acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
And there's quality time.
Quality time.
I hate those things.
Yeah.
I hate being touched. I just want your gifts.
Just give me something. Show me you appreciate me.
I'm going to give you two scenarios. I need you to tell me who is loving more correctly. Do you understand how this game works?
Yes.
We got Cassandra Taruga, 18, from Marisopa, Arizona. She has been arrested after she allegedly tried to kill her 9-month pregnant friend and perform an amateur C-section to steal her baby from her.
Oh.
She was found with She was found in the victim's apartment with two large butcher knives, scissors, diapers, and baby clothes. Let me tell you, this woman was prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, friend, like, do you need help with the baby? I know it's coming around. It's a couple of... What?
Let me help you get rid of that.
I want the baby. Give me that baby. I'll kill you. Make your own baby. I want yours.
Yours is so much better than
they
mine.
They found the poor girl because she locked herself in the bathroom. Luckily, police came. Like, nobody was harmed in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this woman's logic. Gonna murder her friend. Not just some random woman that she has no ties to where the police can't find her. This is her friend. Mm-hmm. She's gonna kill her, stab her, cut open and just take that baby. Hey, that's funny. That's funny. Your friend, Janie, she was going to have a baby. That's funny because you have a baby. Now she's dead and somebody like ripped her and stole her baby out. Now you have a baby. Baby, that's weird. You're really good friends with her. I think I remember seeing you on that day with her when she was murdered. How is that cool? What was your end scenario?
She's not thinking that crime out very well, is she?
No.
That's not a good baby heist.
I've heard of baby better ones. I've got another scenario for you. 28 men and boys filmed a gang rape of an 11-year-old girl on their mobile phones. Right now, the police have 18 suspects, but it looks like there's about 28 of them. They took this woman to a, and I mean, I'm sorry, not woman. This girl, she's 11. He just took her to a mobile home and just, like, did it. This happened on the last Thanksgiving in an abandoned mobile home in Texas. No big whoop.
Oh, my God.
Just 28 dudes and, like, hey, what's up? Oh, there's an 11-year-old girl. We're going to...
Oh, my God.
Did they hold hands and say, because it's Thanksgiving.
Did you, yeah, it was. Did you get through first, second, and third base before trying to hit that home run?
There's 28 of them. Did they hold hands and were like, hey, thank you for this flesh we're about to enjoy. It's Thanksgiving. What's up? I can't even put together a flag football game on Thanksgiving.
No.
I can't put seven dudes together to play flag football. You're telling me, like, 28 dudes, like, hey, dude, we got this chick. She's almost 12. Like, come over.
They just come out of
the room. Oh, there's 28 of you. That's close to 30 dudes. I don't even know 30 dudes. Do you know 30 dudes?
No.
What's up, guys? Explain that to me, Jesse. What's up with that?
That's
30 dudes.
That's crazy. I can't explain that to you.
All right, well, tell me who's loving more correctly.
Oh, boy. Well, obviously. What's her name?
Oh, just Cassandra. She's
Cassandra.
She's a practicing doctor. She, you know, she can do it.
She's trying to help out.
She wants to love that baby. She loves that baby more than her friend.
Mm-hmm.
She's still loving. These 28 dudes, they don't mind sharing. Because, like, this girl is being selfish. She's like, I'm killing you for this baby. These 28 dudes are like, hey, let's all just share this baby. Because they're both babies. There's one that's 11, one's 0. But they're both babies.
Mm-hmm.
Who is loving more?
Cassandra.
She's loving more correctly.
It's her friend. She knows her friend better than anyone. She knows that friend isn't going to be a good mother.
Oh.
Give me your baby. You harvest the baby. I'll take care of it.
Friend, you can't handle raising this baby.
Mm-mm.
I'm doing what's best for the baby. I'm
doing what's best.
Okay, I can handle that. Solved it.
Cassandra. So there's this, she's a lovely, actually very nice looking young lady who's a psychologist. Her name is Sarah White. She studied psychology as an undergraduate at university. But she believed there was something missing and uninspiring from the classical training, and that there was an open interest in sexuality. So she began doing her sessions in the nude. She says, naked therapy shows my clients that I have nothing to hide and encourages them to be more honest. For men in particular, seeing a naked woman can really help them focus, look deeply into themselves, and speak their minds openly. How we doing, Sarah? I've got some problems. Are you going to be focused, Trevor? You go in for your counseling session with Sarah?
Listen, we did a thing on our podcast that said that men, when they see attractive women on TV,
mm-hmm.
they don't pay attention.
Uh-uh.
They're looking and they're thinking about boning down on that TV anchor. Yes. If there's an attractive woman on television with clothes on,
mm-hmm.
dudes don't listen.
Mm.
Yeah, no, you're doing it right, lady.
Sarah? Yeah?
That's an incredible thing you're doing.
That's awesome. After she builds a rapport with her clients, she moves to one-way Skype video appointments through her website, sarahwhitelive.com.
This woman has a degree. You're telling me this is a practicing, legit thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she not only has male clients, she has female clients.
Yes.
And these females are like, hey, all right, this is weird, but okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your feelings as I take off my shirt. Every feeling that you give me, I'm going to remove a piece of clothing.
Now, wait a minute. I like that. I like that. That's like Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Is she doing it right? She might be doing it right. She on to something?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of dudes want to see naked girls, right? She's a nice looking psychologist.
No way.
Yes. She's fantastic. Blonde. She got those sweet hipster glasses.
I like that.
I divulge every secret I had for Sarah White.
Last podcast, I made a reference to the White Stripes. No, I'm sorry. Not the White Stripes. I meant the Black Keys.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, people took offense to. But now, am I right or am I wrong? The White Stripes, they're in the Black Keys, they're like the same, right?
No.
Oh, they're not the same band. That's interesting. That's weird because, really?
Yeah.
What about the band that you and I have called the Grey Notes, where there's a drummer and there's guitars? That's what we do. We play blues music.
The Grey Notes?
The Grey Notes. Are you kidding with this Black Keys? Are you guys kidding me with this?
What about them? I think they're good blues.
Yeah, no, the Flight of the Conchords are like a great band, but they're also hoaxing us. Is the Black Keys, is that a real band? You're telling me that's not the White Stripes minus one girl replaced by a dude on the drums? This is not the same thing?
Yes, it's not the same thing.
Which one's better?
I like the Black Keys better.
You... Oh, crazy. Uh-huh. I like this Beatles cover band way better than the actual Beatles. That's what I like. Thank you. Why are people giving me... I got no more complaints. I say crazy things on every show, but the moment I make fun of the Black Keys saying they're not real music, I get bombarded.
Who came after you?
Don't worry about it. I'm not going to mention names. Okay. All
right.
Moving on, I'm just upsetting more people. That's all I do on the show. I upset people. You're
the hipster in your pocket again. You're just in everyone's pocket.
That's me. A West St. Louis County high school teacher, she quit her job after her dirty past was exposed when one of her students discovered her pornographic work in the adult film industry. I'm sure that this has happened before. Now with the jungle web, like, you can find things about anything.
For sure.
My question is the tactics on this. Because if I'm a student, this is obviously a dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know that many girls that search, like, early 90s porn.
Right.
I know a few. But what I'm saying is this.
You know a few high school students that are into vintage porn.
Yeah, just a few. Okay. Don't worry about it. We won't get into that. If you find said information about one of your teachers, my first move is not to tell the principal.
Mm-mm.
My first move is like, you got me a D- on this test? Really? Then I call her by her porn name.
I'm giving you a D- on your acting ability, Miss Myers.
Miss Myers, the porn star. Mm-hmm. Your porn name.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic A the rest of the year, right? Am I right?
Yeah, if you play it right.
If you play that right, just subtly, like, hey, just mention, maybe a wink. Mm-hmm. Like, I know what's up. Also, you know that parking spot you have? The one that says your name on it where you pull up and you can park right in front and I have to park in the junior parking lot, which is 7 miles that way, and my car always gets broken into?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, is that cool if I just park in your spot? Mm. Thanks. This kid was doing it wrong. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he didn't think it out.
He didn't think it out.
Didn't think it out well at all.
Well, he's a young kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at the wrong porn because he's looking like mid-90s porn. He's got a couple things wrong with him.
Vintage.
But, you know, he'll learn.
Gotta think that stuff through, kids.
You gotta.
Wanna hear about the best job in the world?
Yeah, you already told me about it. It's Charlie Sheen's internship. I'm all about it.
Well, that and becoming an undercover agent to on prostitution stings. This guy is an Atlanta detective, Jamal Mayberry, alleges that he was unfairly targeted for punishment after being suspended for 2 days without pay because of his actions during 3 undercover prostitution investigations. So Jamal's job, he's kind of like, what is that called? He's kind of like the negotiator, right? So he sets everything up. He's the point man, I guess, on the job.
Okay.
All right, so he gets in there, he sets everything up, sets up a price with the girl, the hotel, exchanges the money. Jamal decided that he really wanted to build a case. So after having sex with the prostitute and police officers were seconds away from storming the hotel room, Jamal informed the prostitute that, yeah, you're under arrest.
Wait a minute. I've seen these busts on cops before. Normally they'll get a hotel room that they've already planted cameras in.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me this guy is just like, we're gonna mm-hmm. really slam the door on this case.
Right. There's going to be no doubt.
There's going to be no doubt.
Mm-hmm. You're doing some hard time, lady. Yeah. I wonder what the, if he's in there and, you know, they give you like the key word, like, or the key phrase that you use to, so everyone comes busting down.
Uh-huh.
just, okay, don't say that. Don't say that yet. Don't say that yet.
Shh.
Done. All right. Key phrase, they come busting.
Say it.
Greatest job in the world, though, right?
Well.
I don't think he's doing it right, but he's pushing the envelope a little bit, but.
Well, he obviously got reprimanded for that, right? That's why we're hearing about it.
Yeah, he's on probation, I think. Peter Fenton, criminal justice professor at KSU, says that it's not necessary to go that far and make a case. Mayberry says he was singled out. I'm with Jamal.
I'm with him on that. I
think you slam that door shut.
You got it. There can't be any question. You know how good some of those lawyers are.
Mm-hmm.
They can get anybody off.
Yep.
Saying he was just doing his job. What do you want from him? I told you guys that a couple weeks ago I was trying to hoax Jeff Johnson by saying I was in a domestic partnership with him on the Facebook. Then it kind of backfired on me, and then I switched my status to widowed. It's funny, right?
Okay.
This is a message I got. Hey, I won't divulge the name. I hope you remember me. I saw your status as widowed. I'm also widowed and just wondering how long it's been. Not trying to get too personal, but if you want to talk anytime, please send me a message anytime. I'm so sorry for your loss. Am I the worst person ever?
What's wrong with you?
Oh, it's hilarious. I'm widowed. It's so funny when you look at guys.
The person I loved with all my heart is dead.
Yeah, it's hilarious, right? Funny. I do this podcast. I think I'm so funny. Nobody gets my jokes. I laugh at my own jokes. I think I'm hilarious. What's up, dude? What is wrong with me, honestly? If I cross the line, what?
You just need to leave. It's complicated on your relationship status. I think that's best for you.
How do I respond to this woman? Sorry, like, yeah, it's hilarious, dude. Being widowed. Oh, that sucks. You're widowed. How do I? I come across as I'm an a-hole. Any way that I do this, I'm an a-hole. Because if I say, yeah, she died a while back, it sucks. I'm an a-hole. I'm lying to her. If I'm like, no, sorry, I'm just an idiot. Like,
yeah.
Joking. I can't win. I'm a terrible person. That's awful.
You gonna fess up? You gonna?
I don't know.
Just be like, hey, you know what? I was trying to make a joke out of this, and
yeah, because what's happened to you is a joke. What
I didn't
so think funny.
It through. Yeah, what's your deal?
I'm terrible.
What is going on? The Navy is seeking to discharge Petty Officer Stephen C. Jones because he was found asleep with fellow male officer. Dude, I thought there was the don't ask, don't tell thing. Was
I think it's still in limbo.
Still in limbo? Okay. Steven says another male sailor came by to watch The Vampire Diaries, and they both dozed off in the same bed. All right, no problem. You remember that time you came over, Trevor? We watched the whole Twilight series together?
Yeah.
Yeah, we dozed off in the same bed.
Yeah, it's so funny how that happened.
It's just, I mean, you get tired after watching a few movies, you know?
Yeah, you know, you got that giant couch that wraps around the whole room, but somehow we just ended up, like, right next to each other, like, just for warmth, really.
Yeah, it was a little cold.
So what's up with that? Are they in trouble? What's going on? I don't get it.
He's being charged with... I don't know what's going on with the other guy. It says Jones is being charged with willful failure to exhibit professional conduct.
Oh, for watching the Vampire Diaries. I get that. Like, no grown man should be doing that.
No, that's a fucking horrible thing to do.
In fact, why is it that they have, like, R rating and they have NC-17 rating? Why don't they have, like... No, like, you... If you're over this age... Like, you can't watch that.
Uh-uh.
No, that's not for you. This is for viewing for young people.
Yeah, old creeper.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's come up with a new rating system that you can't.
That's a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
Unless you're chaperoned by a 5-year-old child, you cannot go watch.
Unless you own a child. Unless you have one, a child that you bought by adoption,
mm-hmm.
or you made one.
Or you killed someone and
took ripped that corpse out of that and kept it alive.
Mm-hmm.
It's my baby. Yeah, if you did that, then you can watch movies, because, yeah.
Okay. I see what you're getting at.
Despite the gradual liberalization of attitudes towards premarital sex in China, as well as rampant prostitution and internet porn, a woman's virginity is still highly valued by many men, especially in rural areas. So, Jesse, what does a girl gotta do to disguise the past sexual experiences that she's partaken in? Easy. You just buy what is called an artificial hymen or Joan of Arc Red. $18.40. Two fake hymens will come in a nicely packed in a wooden box. You put this in the vagina. It dissolves and then expands. And you have sex for about 20 to 30 minutes, and then you just start bleeding. It's awesome.
What?
It says on the box, a better effect will be reached if you appear to be shy and in pain.
What?
It's the best.
No, it's not.
Why?
Sexless virgins cannot be... Well, no. No one wants that.
But it's awesome. Listen, when you look down on the woman that you're making love to, you want to see her shine in pain.
Yeah, hating it. Do you?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
You don't? No.
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 I think
virgins should only be able to have sex with virgins.
I like that.
I think that's how it should happen, because it's got to be so awkward if you've got a couple years of experience and you go in to have and you're having sex with a virgin. I mean, it's just going to be, she's not going to know what to do. But I don't understand this.
She does know what she's doing, though. She bought a fake hymen. She's hoaxing you. She's like,
oh, I'm reliving my first time. Because every girl I ever talked to about their first time, they're like, oh, yeah, it was wicked bad. It was, like, the worst ever. Just awkward and just weird.
So what you're saying is guys want, okay, dudes want the woman to feel like it's the worst experience. They're bleeding.
That's what that's saying, isn't it?
Yes. You're going to be, oh, it's cool. Like, it makes you bleed. And, like, you got to act, like, awkward and painful. That's what dudes want? I thought there was 28 evil people in this world. They lived in Texas, and they like to do crazy things to an 11-year-old.
Right.
In a mobile home. What you're telling me is all of China, that's what they want is this.
Those Chinese are crazy.
They send their crazy toys that kill us. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, their toys are filled with lead, and they things that they make, they break. They're trying to take us over.
Mm-hmm.
And they just want virgins who bleed and are in pain. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's, I think that is very clear cut, yes.
Oh, cool. That's the biggest economy in the world. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, we're fine.
Good.
We're doing fine. The world's good. Don't worry about it.
You want to please your man? Fake hymen. Unbelievable. You've heard about, like, the Somali pirates?
Yeah, it's crazy right now.
They're going nuts, right? They just they grabbed some Danish people and a couple Americans recently, holding them hostage. So I went online, I found this article. It gives you a few ideas on how to combat pirates or just how to get through that tough time when your ship's been overtaken by Johnny Depp. According to the International Maritime Bureau, pirates hijacked 53 ships and held a total of 1,800 hostages for ransom last year. Former Navy SEAL Matt Bracken says that if you are boarded by pirates, you should first avoid capture shock.
Capture shock. What is that?
Capture shock. Just freaking out.
Okay, like, I don't want that.
He says, ask yourself, who has me?
A Somali pirate has you. That's who, it's definitely a pirate has you.
Okay, step one done. Okay, good.
Good.
What do they want?
Okay, they want your money. Mm-hmm. And then if you have any of their friends captured overseas, they want to chop your head off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Good. You're doing really well. And how far are they willing to go to get it?
Wicked far.
I think they traveled a whole ocean.
Yeah, they do that.
To get it. Okay. It says, if my assessment is that these guys are coming on board to kill everyone, then I need to flee.
Excuse me, I missed that last part. What?
Would you like me to read that again?
Yeah, just read the part where, like, okay, you're on a boat. Mm-hmm. You're already on a boat.
Yeah.
What you want to do is flee. You want to hop on that other boat or that helicopter you have attached on your boat.
Yeah.
You want to flee.
Yeah. You want to run across the water as fast as you can somehow.
No, you can't do that. He's saying run across the top of the deck to the other side of the boat because they don't... I don't... Where are you fleeing?
I don't know. I don't know about this Matt Bracken guy, this Navy SEAL. But if all they want is my boat and I need it for transportation and they need it for transportation, I'm just going to ride it out. So if they want to kill you, somehow you got to figure out how to get out of there while being surrounded by water.
Okay, got you.
That's going to be tricky.
We're assuming these guys speak English, these Somali pirates.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bros, what's this party going to be like? Are you guys going to kill me? Are you guys going to like take my money? Or do you just want to borrow my boat? Because mm-hmm. I'm totally willing to like kick it. You guys just drive wherever you want.
Right.
Or should I flee? What should I do, guys? You tell me. You tell me, Somali pirates, who've been murdering people the last 10 years and people haven't decided, hey, let's bring guns on our boat and shoot them because they come in like little rowboats with a motor on them in a machine gun. Like, why can't you stop these people? You're in a giant boat.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Safety expert Randy Spivey says to use the three C's. He says, stay calm. He says, connect with the pirates. Connect with them. Find a common interest. Make yourself appear as a person, not an object. Hey, what's up, pirate? did you catch a game the other day? Hey, pirate.
Do they like being called pirate?
I think they like being called pirate.
Okay.
What are you going to... And then capitalize, encourage pirates to seek a peaceful resolution. Make statements like, I'm sure it's going to work out. Hey, pirate.
No, it's not going to work out because here's what's going to happen. I've got a gun. Like, I'm taking your boat and your things, and once your family sends me your money, I'm going to kill you. So if that's working out good for you, then yeah, I guess. I guess that's what's going to happen. Who told you that? Is that Navy SEAL that we hired to tell people the, like, terrible logic?
Mm. Pirate, what's your favorite sport, pirate?
I like soccer. Who doesn't like soccer?
Yeah, I like soccer too.
But it sucks because in Somalia our team is awful. So I hate talking about soccer. Oh. I think I'm going to kill you earlier.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like this at all. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Have you looked at a quarter lately?
No.
Did you know that, like, every other... The other side of the quarters, there's, like, different states on them?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. When I was little, I used to pick up and, like, look at the years on them and everything. That's, like... It's currency. Just use it.
You haven't looked at the back of a quarter in...
Maybe not.
Wow.
The other day, I was...
What? Okay. All right. I've got a whole bunch of quarters in here if you want to check them out.
I wouldn't mind checking them out.
Because they've got different states on there. There's a buffalo on there for Colorado.
My understanding is there used to be an eagle on the back. I like the eagle. What was wrong with the eagle? Then there's other things on there
now. I like the crest, too, the eagle crest.
That was nice. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-mm. This has been Point and Laugh Podcast.
Episode 55.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm so sorry that there's been like technical difficulties on the way that people get our show. Mm. Like, that's kind of out of our hands. Like, all I do is Jesse's like, hey, you got to pay me for this. And then I send him a check that says, what was that check that I sent you for?
Faggotry.
Yeah, I gave you a check. And thank you for your faggotry. Mm-hmm. Have you catch that yet?
No, I'm gonna go put it in the ATM machine today.
Yeah, we'll see if that works. But this is a free show.
What are the odds that check's gonna bounce?
No, it's good.
You still only have $11 in your bank account.
It might skid a little bit. About 3 years ago, I was at the bank. I like to do some banking. Mm-hmm. I went down to Des Moines, and there's one teller there that like Armenian-looking woman, young. Beautiful. Mm. Every time I went into the bank, though, you never get that right teller. It's always you try to manage it by negotiating who looks like who's going to get further there quicker. The one time I got her, I walk up to the thing. I'm like, I need $20, which is embarrassing in the first place. I got to get some lunch. I need $20. Sorry, sir, but that's more than your balance is. What's my balance? Your balance is $11. $11. That is not a balance, Jesse. That's $11.
This is when you're moving all your funds to offshore accounts.
I'm just transferring my funds.
Right.
How am I supposed to impress a woman when I'm $11 in my account?
Were you wearing a suit?
No, I wasn't wearing it. I should have been wearing a suit. You
should have been wearing a suit.
You want to go halvesies on a coffee? Like, I can't even take her to the movies with $11.
No, you can get her in the movies and you just wait outside. Listen, I want you to go see this movie. I'll be right here when you get back.
That's
a good time.
It is a good time. That was pretty fun though. That lady, she got it. She knew I was hoaxing her. She knew I was a baller. That's what the feeling I want you to have when you walk into that bank and you have to deposit a check that you did a good job at faggotry for me. That's why you get that money.
I'm going to need a definition on that.
Faggotry? Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is.
Okay. I feel like it should be wizardry of some sort.
Okay.
I don't know. Get a hold of us at Point and Laugh on iTunes, Point and Laugh Podcast at Podomatic, Point and Laugh Cast at gmail.com if you want to send us an email. And let us know what's going on in your life. Leave us a review. Leave us a voicemail. 414-207-6468. 6468. Let us know what's going on in your world.
Tell us.
Let us know if you've been widowed lately. Yeah.
Such a terrible person. I feel awful about that. Such a sweet lady. Like, trying to console me. Like, I'm just an a-hole. Sorry. Sorry for your loss, but... Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Godspeed. I'm